Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is January 12th of 2010. What a wonderful way to start off a new year with everything that's going on the planet. Before I welcome today our wonderful and talented guest, I'm so excited to have him on here, I want to tell you about some upcoming shows. On January 19th, which is next Tuesday, we're going to have our monthly meditation. On January 6th, we're going to be having Stephen Horn talk about his new book that's not even released yet. He's planning to have it released by the 26th, though. It's Heal Yourself, Heal Your World. And Stephen is a very talented herbalist and very, very gifted. Has helped a lot of people and is here to share some of his wisdom with us. On February 9th, I'm really excited about having Suzanne Ward on the show. Suzanne is a mother who about 20 years or more ago lost her 17-year-old son Matthew and started communicating with him. So she's going to be here to share some of Matthew's messages and some of her story. And on February 23rd, we are having Susa Scalora talking about her new book, Evidence of Angels. And if you have not had an opportunity to look at that book, it's absolutely amazing. You can check out Susa at myth.com. This Friday, we are having Charlene Stringfield is doing a private show for anyone who wanted to sign up. You can check that out at www.thehonoringhour.com. Please go to Charlene's page there, and it will tell you all about that. That's going to be from 7 to 8:30 this Friday, and we're looking forward to having you join us then as well. But today, I am really excited to welcome to the show Bob Macko. Bob is a jewel that I ran across when I was interviewing his mom on the Honoring Hour, and she was gracious enough to say, you might want to talk to my son Bob, and boy, was I glad I did, because I love Bob's music. I think his artwork is amazing. You'll definitely have to check him out on his website. So welcome to the show today, Bob. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. I'm so excited to have you on here, Bob, because I absolutely love your music. I use your meditation music basically every time I meditate now, because I'm guaranteed to get into a quick meditation, and it's just exciting. But before we get into all that, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about you and how you got into this? Talk to us about you, Bob.
Sure. Well, my musical journey basically started about 11 years ago, and most people ask this question, well, hey, Bob, how did you start off on your musical journey? Well, mine actually started in high school gym class when a couple of my friends came up to me and said, hey, Bob, the funny smirk on his face, do you want to create a band? I was like, well, okay, sounds like fun. So we actually went down to the used music store, and we were trying to figure out what instruments to play, and my buddy Ryan, he was actually a particularly angry kid. He says, well, I like to hit things, so I think I'm going to be the drummer. And then John says, well, I think I'm going to play the bass because it looks easy. And I said, well, I guess that means I'm a guitarist then. And from there, it basically turned into about 11 years of an incredible journey. And I started off playing the guitar, and I was also influenced by my father, who started out as a musician when he was younger. And I ended up actually buying him a piano for Christmas one year. And turns out he really didn't play it that much, so I actually inherited the piano, as it were. And this is where everything really kind of changed around for me. You know, after I did the whole guitar, teenaged angst against society kind of phase, mm-hmm. I found out there was something much deeper than music had to offer. And I found this one day when I was actually playing this piano in my basement, and I realized that I could actually play this instrument better with the lights turned off. And when I was sitting there in the dark playing this piano, I started having these visions about this child in this old European town. And it felt like I was this kid, maybe about 8 years old, down in this cellar somewhere playing this old beat-up upright piano and just learning what music was all about. And from there, it basically changed everything. I started hearing notes differently from that point on. And I started growing this deep appreciation for music and the sound around me. And from there, I basically started creating albums. I felt this amazing need to actually share this language with other people because I realized how greatly it actually affected my life and my personal journey. So from there, I actually created several different meditation albums, music that would help people listen and breathe and actually take a moment in their busy lives to slow down just for a moment and actually listen to the world around them. And it's been a fantastic journey since.
Wow. So are you saying that before gym class you didn't have any formal training on instruments?
That's correct. I am not formally trained. I've only taken one lesson of group piano, and the only thing I could really say that I learned from that is where to find middle C on a keyboard. But that's it. And when I started learning these different instruments, I actually started hearing more sounds than I could actually produce. Like, when I was playing the piano, I started hearing, like, different string sections playing in my mind, and I could hear piano and French horn and all these different instruments. So I ended up actually learning a new instrument every single year. And so now I play upwards of 12, 13 different instruments.
Wow. You are your own band. That's amazing. And each of these you've learned on your own?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, do you attribute that to, because you said that you had an image of a child playing this in a cellar, do you attribute that to past life or a guide? How do you attribute that?
I feel it was something of a past life, something that I felt was familiar when I was playing this music in the darkness. I'm not really quite sure how to explain it, but that's basically the closest thing that I could come up with.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, are you still playing with any of these original guys that you started with at all?
No. They definitely went on to different life paths, and I still keep in touch with them to this day, and it's a really interesting concept because way back in the day, I mean, everything could have been different in my life right now if I said, nah, I don't think I'm going to join that band.
Right.
It was a very turning pinnacle kind of moment in my life, and I'm eternally grateful for them to actually bring that to my attention.
Now, did any of them, none of them played either, it sounds like, the way that y'all went to the store. So these, I don't know. I don't play any instruments. I've never been in a band. Is that how a band usually forms? Guys get together and say, "Let's learn how to play music." Or, I mean, normally don't a few of them have some experience, at least a couple of lessons under their belt?
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, oftentimes it's basically something to pass the time. And when we were growing up in this town over here, the only options of things to do for entertainment were either go to the movies or go bowling, and it was kind of getting old.
Yeah.
So we basically decided to do something different.
What a gift. What a gift. And, of course, I don't guess you found it strange that they said, let's go form a band, if they didn't play either. It just must have been something to do.
Right,
It's amazing how our passions will find us if we just allow them to, to come to us, isn't it?
It is. And even more so, how many different opportunities will we be catapulted into if we say yes as opposed to no or maybe?
Right. Right. So I'm glad that you didn't have any hesitation. I'm personally glad that you went down to that music store and picked out and even bought your dad that piano that he chose not to use and that you got to use, because you've really produced some amazing music. What do you like most? What do you love most about your music?
Well, music in general, it was very, very therapeutic for me. When I was younger, I was basically the quiet kid. I didn't talk much. I enjoyed observing people. And because of that, I really didn't have an outside voice to express my emotions or my feelings. And when I picked up the guitar, that basically completely changed for me. Music is a way for me to express, to emote, and to connect with my environment. I feel that everything around me has its own vibration, its own frequency. Everything around is singing. From the pixels in the LCD screen in front of you to the cricket that's chirping in South Madagascar. Everything is singing together. And I feel like music is our way of communicating back. It's like a tapestry that connects us all. And it's within that discovery that's led me to do so much with my music today, to really push me to look a little bit deeper beyond what you hear on pop songs in the radio. I feel that music has such an inherent healing quality to it that it should be shared and expressed with as many people as possible. And not just on the commercial, how many albums can we sell kind of level, but more of the deep interconnectedness. I mean, music is so a part of our lives. We hear it almost every single hour of the day, whether it's the cell phone ringing or if it's the music playing on the overhead speakers at a mall. And I feel that people would greatly benefit having a little bit more conscious awareness of how strongly music can affect us in even the most minute ways. And that's one thing I really hope that my music can catalyze in others, is that if you actually spend the time to listen to music and be aware of how it's actually affecting your mind and your body, that we could actually experience life in a completely different manner and help you when it's bad.
Can you talk to us a little bit about, like, when you're composing something, how does that start? I mean, where do you begin when you're putting together a piece and then composing an album? I mean, where do you begin?
Well, it really depends on the album. I play a lot of different music between different genres, from ambient meditation music to acoustic progressive rock to electronic, all the way to film score music. And so it really depends on the genre that I'm creating for, and it would be a different process for each kind of song. For the ambient meditation music, I try and basically recreate in sound the feeling of tranquility or the process of becoming tranquil. And to that, I find different soundscapes, different soothing tones, harmonics, frequencies that would actually help a person slow down their breath rate and then in turn actually lower blood pressure, stabilize heart rate, and many other automatic responses to the body. Now, when I'm creating for other types of music, it's quite different. For instance, when I'm creating for a film score piece, when you know, say I'm creating like an opening scene for a mythological movie or a thriller, I'd basically put myself into the environment that I'm creating for. For instance, if I'm creating a scene that has two people walking down a cobblestone street in the middle of France, then I would try and feel the emotions of what those characters would be feeling and then create them through the music.
Now, have you done a lot of world travel, or are you able to just put yourself in that space? Because it sounds like, basically, it sounds like what you're doing is you're channeling this information through, which doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have had the physical experience if you can emotionally and energetically go to that. But have you done a lot of world travel?
I have been fortunate enough to do some travel, yes. I actually turned a teenager in the Australian outback, which was a phenomenal experience. I've traveled to many different places in the United States, almost all the continental, Caribbean, and one of the most phenomenal trips that I went on recently, I actually had the opportunity to go to Egypt in April of last year. And you don't actually need the world experience of traveling in order to do this, but it certainly does help.
Right. Now, what kind of projects are you involved in? You were just saying a couple of the different musical projects, but you have a couple of different things, don't you, that you do?
That's true. I'm involved in many, many projects. I actually created a multimedia company in 1999 called Lux Productions, which that is my website, lux-productions.com, or you could also go there by typing in bobmacko.com. And the company basically offers many different services regarding custom music creation. For instance, if somebody wants to have a custom audio album, like a meditation CD or a singer-songwriter CD produced, then I can custom create that album completely from scratch for that individual based on what they're looking for. We also do photography. I have many different pieces of photography that's available, images that are printed and stretched on canvas. I also do digital artistic design work, meaning creating images for album covers, for website design, creating images for music flyers, for brochures, pamphlets, business cards, and basically anything revolving around the multimedia arts.
Okay.
Now, a little bit later on, I also created another company with several different business associates, and this company is called Strength Productions. Strength Productions also does all the multimedia arts work, but it's also a full-functioning record label as well. So we handle the signing of new artists, the production of artists from the ground up, and also distribution. So we actually get people's music and actually post them on the internet, and also give them the ability to have their music be produced and displayed in major department stores such as Best Buy and Circuit City.
That's amazing. You really are very talented and very gifted. And I have to say that anybody that has not been to his website, please do so, because the photographs that you have on that website are amazing. They are amazing. And they're so worth looking at that, you know, it would be a shame if you didn't take a few minutes to go there, because they are some of the most breathtaking photos I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
Great thing. So, Bob, when you're making a meditation album, do you set an intention before? And, you know, I personally have found that, you know, I lead a lot of meditations and do a lot of stuff like that. And one of the things that people say to me is, I can't stop the chatter in my head. I don't feel like I'm getting grounded, but your music seems to really move people immediately into that place of peace and tranquility. Do you set a specific intention with each song that you're, or each piece that you're composing?
Oftentimes, I don't actually set a specific intention. When I sit down and start creating a meditation album, I start feeling the music, and I'll hear this music in my mind and attempt to my best ability to try and recreate it through whatever sounds that I could find, and that might be through live nature recordings, or it might just be finding different music samples that we have available. One of the most important things that I found for these different meditation albums is that you can't use any sort of vocals or guided imagery for them, because so many people are trying to quiet the mind. They're trying to basically turn off from the busyness of their everyday life, that it's often easier to get them into that relaxation state when you have very soothing swells, tones, and harmonics. And that's actually one thing that I incorporated into my most recent piece, Elysium. Now, with this album, I put a little bit more science into it. I started doing a little bit more research because I found that people were having such a deep, they're having a change happen within them when they're listening to these different albums. And I try to figure out why that is. And after doing some research, I found out that most people, on average, they take about 14 to 18 breaths per minute. And several different scientific studies show that a more therapeutic zone or a breath rate for individuals is less than 10 breaths per minute. And I actually incorporated this into my album, Elysium. I actually set up the first two tracks on a 6-second breath ratio, which means that the music without vocals will actually encourage you to breathe in for 6 seconds and out for 6 seconds. And what this does is that the rhythm and the pitch of the music will actually affect your limbic system, or the center of emotions in your brain. And this, in turn, will actually start changing things inside your physicality. And to basically put it simply, if you breathe in and out every 6 seconds, you will become incredibly more relaxed, and your body will actually start functioning at its performance in order to clean, heal, and rejuvenate the body and the mind. Of course, you know, it's easier to listen to the music as to actually explain it. So, if we could, maybe we could play a little sample of Elysium for everyone.
Yes, I think that would be a great idea. So, do you want to, it's Aquos, is that how you pronounce that?
The first track is called Aquos, which is Greek for water.
Okay. Listen to that a moment.
Thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful. Can you, I find it so amazing that, you know, listening to it from this end, that you just pulled that out of what appears to be thin air. I just find it so fascinating that anyone can put that together, and especially something that is, it really does, I really get that whole, that sense of my breathing changed, and I have to say that music is very healing, because my kitten, who was wreaking havoc on the top of a bookshelf, praying at it, you know, whatever was coming by, about 15 seconds into playing that, started to settle down and looked at me and got down off the top of the bookshelf and went and found a place to curl up and relax. So, and he was in full swing, too, by the way.
All
so
right.
It is just amazing how that conveys.
That's true. And after releasing this music to the world, you get all sorts of different letters in basically saying what they use this music for. And one individual that I heard from on topic of animals was actually an equestrian muscle therapist, which is basically somebody that is in charge of giving massages to horses and making sure that they're basically in top condition. And they found out that if they have like a really high-strung stallion or a hot blood, they'll actually start playing my music, and it'll actually calm them down enough where they can actually start working on them in a safer environment.
Well, I know when I'm doing my meditation, my cat and my kitten love to come into the room and just, you know, curl up and be there. They just love it. They'll come from other areas of the house into the room when I'm using it.
That's wonderful.
So can you tell us anything about the experience of creating that piece when you were doing it? I mean,
that one was probably one of my favorite tracks that I've created from my meditation series. It was basically inspired when I was actually on a road trip going out to Spokane, Washington for a concert. And on the way, we actually passed through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And I'm not sure how many of our listeners have actually been there, but it is one of the most breathtakingly gorgeous places to be in the Midwest. And while we were there, we actually had the opportunity to stop, get out of our little Volkswagen Jetta, and we were just taken aback by the breathtaking view that we saw laying before us, and that actually was the photo that we took for the album cover. So when you actually see the front of the album Elysium, that's actually the view that we saw in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that was actually the inspiration for creating the album. And when we were there, we were thinking, oh my God, this is heaven. This is absolute perfection in our eyes. And so the only title that I could come up with close enough was the word Elysium, which is basically, in Homeric mythology, their version of heaven. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to try to put that into the album as much as possible, that spirit of everything is perfect, you don't need to change anything, let go, and embrace the moment. And that's my intention that I set forth with this album right here. I wanted to bring people to that spot that I was standing at, to maybe give them just a little bit of a glimpse of what that experience was like, and basically just share my appreciation for music with them for that moment.
Well, I think you've done a great job with it personally. I think it was just amazing. Now, if somebody wants to buy the album or any of your albums, how would they go about doing that?
Well, Elysium is available for sale on the internet. You can read more about it at my website, Lux-Productions, and that has descriptions of all my albums through all the different genres. Or if you'd like to purchase it directly, you can go to the website cdbaby.com. So that's C-D-B-A-B-Y. And when you're there, you can search for Bob Macko, and that will bring up a page that you could also listen to different samples of Elysium, the different tracks, and you could order it through that website.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the other songs on that album? Were there anything specific? I mean, this piece that we just meant or just listened to, you said that the name of it actually means water. Mm-hmm. Were there any other? I mean, do the other words have meanings?
They do. The track titles are Aquos, which means water. Eros means air. Adoxos, which means nameless. And the fourth track is called Valhalla, which is the Norse heaven.
Mm.
I wanted to have an elemental feel for the album, something that incorporates water, air, spirit, heaven. And those are the names of the tracks there. Valhalla was actually a tribute to a friend of mine who passed several years ago. And for those who actually have the album, when you look onto the inside cover, it says, "For Ivan." And that's a tribute for him.
Mm. Beautiful. That's wonderful. And again, I just want to make sure everyone knows where they can find that. Bob was just saying at luxproductions.com. That's LUX-PRODUCTIONS.com. You can also find him at www.bobmacko.com or www.strengthproductions.com. And each of those are a different project that he works on, but you can find him through any of them. We do have a comment in the chat room. Someone apparently went to the website and said the photography is wonderful, and I could not agree more. And again, I encourage anyone who has not been to see his photography to get on there and take a look at that, because it's absolutely incredible, as is the music. And I personally love the album that I use. And then do you have others? Now, I did not have an opportunity and have not had an opportunity really to purchase any of the other albums yet, but can you talk to us about some of the other things that you have out there?
Sure. Well, I have many different albums for meditation out there. The first one that I created that you could also see on my website, lux-productions.com, under the meditation section is Music of the Realms, and that was the first album that I created. It's about 42 minutes long, and it has different swelling tones and harmonics that have been matched up to different quartz crystal singing tuning bowls. This one is a wonderful piece, in my opinion. It connects more to the spirit of the things that I was talking about earlier, about how all things have a vibration and how they're all singing. I wanted to try and create some of that around me, and I tried to do that in this album. And this one is wonderful for the younger generation. Kids that have trouble sleeping, this is a perfect one for playing at night. And it's also perfect for meditation, yoga, and Reiki as well. And that's also $10. The second one that I created was Requiem. Now, this is the album that I created after I started playing piano. Mm-hmm. It has soft classical piano, which starts out a little bit quick but then gets slower. And then later on, it introduces sounds of nature, like birds chirping, crickets. And it'll actually start cycling between night and the day with the birds and the crickets. And you can also hear a distant babbling brook. And overall, just a very peaceful album. It's recommended for anybody that likes the also great for meditation, yoga, Reiki, or if you enjoy other nature soundscape albums. And, of course, Elysium was the one that we heard the sample of. This one's a little bit different because it has more of an elemental feel, and I also created it specifically for practitioners, meaning that if people do massage therapy, if they do Reiki sessions, I actually timed out the album for them as well because the total run length is 63 minutes, over an hour. So if you do hour-long sessions, it's a perfect timekeeper. And of course, because of the 6-second breath ratio, it's very therapeutic to bring you to a calmer state. And if you're a massage therapist, it's also very good for your clients because it'll make them calm down a little bit quicker and release those tensions in everyday life. And so that's just a brief overview of some of the ambient meditation albums that I have for sale at the moment.
And I have to say, I find that when I'll put on the album, and if I start with the first track, then before I know it, I've gone the whole 63 minutes in meditation and don't even realize it. You just get lost in the album. It's absolutely wonderful. I have to make sure if I'm really time limited or am only sitting down to do a 20-minute meditation that I have to just play that track and not let it play through because you're so able to get lost in it and just really stay in a meditative space. And yeah, I just can't say enough good things about that album. I really cannot. It is my absolute favorite. I recommend it to anyone, especially anyone that's having difficulty getting quiet and peaceful when they're trying to meditate.
Well, thank you. It's also, from what I hear, a great tool for relieving stress during rush hour traffic as well. Some people I've heard have also listened to this music, and when it's kind of like the bumper-to-bumper grind going into the city, it's a great tool to put on and actually calm you down so that way it's not as frustrating as a commute. So that way when you actually arrive at your destination, you're not stressed out, but you're actually ready to start your day.
Right. I can see that. I can see that completely. Absolutely. Now, Bob, we have another sample that you sent us from the Requiem album. Did you want to talk to us about that a little bit and so we can play it for our listeners?
Sure. That was the piano album that I mentioned before that has soft classical piano music and also the sounds of nature into it. And as I mentioned before, it's a great album for anybody who enjoys nature or soft classical piano music in the background, and I hope you enjoy it.
Let's take a listen to that. That is nice. And it is a very different album, it sounds like. I've not listened to the whole album, but definitely different from the other music, a great feel to it.
I found out that a lot of people have quite drastic different tastes in music, and I wanted to try and produce different types of music that can cater to that, because so many people have a deep connection to nature, and many people just enjoy very minimalistic music. And so I really enjoyed creating this one because I have a very deep personal connection to nature. And being out in the forest is something that really revives me. And so I was basically creating this for other people that share a similar passion and connection to the nature environment around themselves.
And as I was listening to that, I was thinking, and he had no formal training. I mean, just listening to that just makes it all the more amazing to me that, you know, this is truly a gift from the universe and that comes through you to all of us that can hear it. So aside from the obvious, which, you know, a career got provided from the music that you produce, what has music done for you in your life?
Short answer, it saved me. Music, I'm not even sure where to begin. I mean, music has such a deep and profound place in my life and my heart, and I basically found out how to live through music. I found out how to communicate with one another, and I found out how music can create community and how it can transcend linguistic barriers. Music has the power to bring people together in a way that I've never seen before. It's the one thing that cuts through it all, that that everybody can understand. You don't have to have years of theory and knowledge behind you. You don't have to have all this background. You don't have to speak a language in order to hear and feel music. And that's been one of the most powerful lessons to me that I've ever come across, that something can unite so many people. I'm just incredibly grateful that I've been given these experiences and that also that I could share them with others. Mm-hmm. And it's so immensely rewarding when I hear other people speak about how music has affected their lives, and more so the music that I've created that has affected their lives. It's really tough to formulate into words, because everything that you create in music, it's not about the words, it's about the vibration and the harmony and the interconnectedness that you create. And knowing that the albums that have been created out there, the things that I've produced, that they'll be around for such a long time, and that people listen to and willingly embrace that into their lives, it's one of the most humbling things that I've ever experienced, knowing that somebody has created such a personal connection to something that I've created that I've also had that same personal connection with. And it feels like we're just becoming more of one unity, one and the same, because we share the same kind of emotional charge to that moment, that musical epiphany in time.
Yeah, that's exactly when you began speaking. That's exactly what I was thinking, is that this really fits so in line with the intentions and the mission of the Honoring Hours to honor each of us individually as a collective one. And you're very right. This music does bring everyone together. It really helps. It really helps set that vibrational tone where we can all connect. So, you know, thank you so much, Bob, for being one of the incredible people out there that is doing this through, you know, the unspoken language, you know, through music. That you're right. That is a language that we can all understand. That we
thank
all
you.
Speak fluently.
And thank you for appreciating it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I do want to encourage anyone who is listening today or who is downloading in the archives to please do visit Bob's websites, www.bobmacko.com or www.strengthproductions.com, or you can get his music at luxproductions.com. That's luxproductions.com. And pass this around. You just never know who might need it or who might want it, or, you know, everyone, I'm sure, would appreciate it. So be sure to share his websites and, you know, this hour of the honoring hour with people so that they can hear what he has to say. And you also help your mom, Joanne Macko, with a conference there in your area. Is that true, Bob?
That's true. We hold an event every single year called the Lightworkers Midwest Conference, and that website is www.lightworkersconference.com. That's LIGHT, workersconference.com. And what we do there, we actually have a three-day event where we invite different top authors and speakers from all over the world to come and present their information, knowledge, and wisdom with you. And we do so by also having a great time. We have live entertainment. We have top food, and it's a beautiful experience. And the difference with this event, if you've ever been to large speaking conferences, you don't feel like a number. You actually meet and network with all the people around you, and you actually feel like family when you leave. It's an incredible experience. I highly recommend anybody who's interested in the spiritual community to come check it out. And, yeah, we'll have a great time together.
Great. Thanks for telling us about that. Now, do you do any live appearances aside from that? I mean, like, are you, you know, do you ever perform where people can come and see you?
I do. I'm actually in two full-time bands. One is Electronic Industrial, which has kind of like a Depeche Mode feel, and that band is called Cobalt Core. And you can also see them on my website, lux-productions.com. And I also perform with another band called Maha Ra, which is my acoustic progressive rock band with world influences. And that's also a really fun band. We perform all in the area, Chicago, western suburbs. Fantastic group. Again, you can find all the information on the websites. And we also have albums out for each group. So be sure to check us out and find out when we're playing next.
Great. That's awesome. I am just amazed. Where do you find the time to do all that you do?
Well, that's certainly a good question. When you really follow your dreams and you're happy with what you're doing, the time is there. And the universe will rearrange itself, and people will find you that will also have a passion for making your dreams come true as well if you put forth passion and the energy into your own dreams.
That is beautifully said. Beautifully said, and you're absolutely right. So many people now who are out there losing their jobs, or, you know, are in fear of losing their jobs, or they're getting their pay cuts paychecks cut, you know, and just this whole blah about the economy. I really have always seen that as the universe's wake-up call that says, hey, stop doing what you don't love and start finding and pursuing your passion.
That's right. I mean, what would the world be like if you could honestly say that every single person truly 100% loves what they do? I mean, everything would completely flip around. And that's one thing that I would like to mention really quick is that for all the people out there, and I'm sure there are many, that feel that they're not living their dream right now, it's about creating something different. It's about first being aware, first, do I like where I am, yes or no? If you don't like where you are, then that means that you're now aware of that moment. So if you're aware that you don't like your situation, then you now have the ability to choose something different. You could say, well, I don't like this, but it would be better if I had this. So if you have this ideal dream job or occupation in your mind, the most important thing to do, if you actually want to live and be in that dream, is to set forth a little bit of time. Just a little bit of time. I mean, it can even be 5 minutes a week. But regardless, it has to be some dedicated time and energy into creating that new life. So that 5 minutes could be just researching different things on the internet, or it could be spending a little bit of time practicing a new trait or a talent. As long as you actually put a little bit of time into it, then you're actually putting motion into your reality. And that motion is what creates dreams.
And there you go. That is actually the answer to a question I hear asked a lot. How do we do this? How do we do this? And you just gave a really very simplistic, very easy way to begin that. So thank you very much for answering an age-old question very simply.
You're quite welcome, and thank you very much for the invitation of being on your wonderful program.
Well, I tell you, I am so excited to have you here. We only have a couple more minutes, so I just want to ask you one final question, and that is, do you have anything else in the works, any other albums in the works, either for any of your bands or the meditation music? What are you working on now?
There's always
can you share?
I am working on another meditation album right now. I'm currently working on the third album for my acoustic progressive rock band, Maha Ra, and we're also working on the second album for my electronic band, Cobalt Core. We have so many projects happening left and right, and it is probably one of the most exciting times to be alive right now.
I agree with that. I absolutely agree. It is exciting. And not to take away from either of your bands and the albums that you're putting out there, but I love the meditation music. So when are you expecting that to be out?
Well, hopefully that should be out sometime this year, but I will definitely have all that information posted on my website with up-to-date information about when future releases are coming out.
Great. Great. Well, Bob, thank you so very much for being on the show today. We're really getting down to the wire now, so I hate to start a conversation we'd have to end right in the middle of what we're talking about. Do want to remind everyone that you can find Bob Macko's work at www.bobmacko.com or luxproductions.com, that is LUX-productions.com, and also at strengthproductions.com. And I'm sure you're linked from one website to another if people don't quite get that Lux Productions correct. Is that right?
That's right. When you type in bobmacko.com or Lux-productions, you're forwarded to the same website. So that way it's a little bit easier for people to remember.
Okay, great. Yep. Yeah, because sometimes that dash, that just kind of gets people. It seems simple enough, but when you're on the internet, it doesn't always work out that way. So I want to make sure people can find you. Definitely want to encourage you to go to these websites to look at his photography. It's absolutely amazing. It speaks volumes and goes right along with his work. And please do check out all of his music. It has been an inspiration in my life, and I absolutely love it. Again, Bob, thank you so very much for coming on the show today.
And thank you as well. It's been great.
Thank you very much. Please join us again next week for the monthly meditation, and on the 26th when Stephen Horn talks about heal yourself, heal your world. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Honor. We look forward to sharing time with you again.
Darkness that we come.